Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, June 24th, live from Emporia, Kansas. It's the Tall Grass Auction. Then put on your calendars, 5th through the 9th of July is Week in the Rockies for 2021, live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. As always, you can find out more information about these sales and other information for on Superior Livestock at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 1-800-422-2117.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I want it to read, tough on aphids, easy on ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man.
Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Always read and follow label directions.
Well, a sharp decline in China's hog and pork prices is a significant concern for the world's pork exporting countries, including the United States. As China's demand for imported pork moderates, U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Boyer says the key to maintaining overall export growth is to rebuild pork consumption in markets outside of China.
On the pork side, China has clearly been driving huge trade volumes out of all of the major exporting countries. So last year, that increase of about 25%. And we think that even if China's imports pull back, there is big room for growth into the rest of the world. When China pulled all these imports from the major exporters, it pulled them away from other markets, meaning less supplies or consumption per capita. So again, there's room to rebuild this consumption outside of China and room for even bigger import growth, which is actually our exports, if this consumption were to rebound faster. So there's a lot of concern about where does all this product go when China slows down. And there is a lot of potential to rebuild consumption outside of China. Big opportunities, not only in Mexico, but also in Central and South America and Dominican Republic, places where we're seeing current growth. There is still future growth potential. And it's important to note, too, that a lot of these markets, especially in the Western Hemisphere, we compete less with Europe. So when China slows down, we know European pork will show up in all the other markets, as was the case in the past, like when Russia closed to Europe. But we have big growth potential here in the Western Hemisphere, which is harder for Europe to compete in. That's our backyard and where we compete best. As far as China reliance, U.S. is by far the least reliant. So as a share of production, Chile, over 40% has been going to China. Canada has been as high as 34%, Brazil 20%, EU has been as high as 14%, and U.S. we topped out at 8%.
For more information, go to usmef.org. Well, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval commented on the scheduled U.S. Senate Ag Committee hearing on price volatility in markets. American Farm Bureau appreciates the Senate Agriculture Committee's efforts to get to the bottom of the deeply concerning price disparities that are facing America's ranchers. Grocery store meat prices continue to rise while payments to ranchers remain rock bottom. It's time for Congress and the administration to get serious about determining what's driving the imbalance. We urge lawmakers to reauthorize livestock mandatory reporting, creating a beef contract library, and to publicize the results of the Department of Justice investigation into livestock markets to ensure that farmers are paid fairly as they work to put food on the table for families across the country. There is going to be a session called Examining Markets, Transparency, and Prices from Cattle Producer to Consumer. That hearing is coming up this afternoon at 2:30. And we'll report on the findings from that session. You've got farm news on Ron.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority. But we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.